and the din de rabbonin. Then we say chazaka shliach shechusay. So Rashi b'shalsoifim samchin and acheskas shliach dinam liyovid. Because what's your topic? Maybe the person didn't do it. Is like chomer isurei. It's not so chomer the yisus. It's only yosim the rabbonin. But going to ruvit chum like our case of ruvit chumim. Even on the tzan, he didn't put the yerev. You're not doing an issur the raisa. It's only an issur the rabbonin. So on an issur, the rabbonin will make us to be samech on this chazaka that a shliach oisus shechusay. That's Rav Nachman's svara. We have shesh esomad al no. Echod zeh v'yechod zeh chazaka shliach oisus shechusay. The shesh esomad no. Even on the raises, there's also such a svara like that. If a person says he'll do something for you, you have a right to know him on, he's still going to do it. And you can be saying lechon lechazoka that he did it. Omer Rashesh is minu aminilu. What's my right to say even on the rices, I'm saying lech what somebody said he's going to do? Ditznan. Mi shekorav ho'imer. The locher is the Omer was brought on the second day of Pesach, on the Tet Zayin of Nisan, that's when they brought the Omer. Is the locher hutra chodesh. Mi de raisa akoponim in Eretz Yisrael, vaday, some say even chutzlaret is nisa chodesh. That means all the wheat that was grown, you're not allowed to eat the wheat until it comes Tes Zayin Benisim, until they bring the Korban Oimer on the second day of Pesach. So Mishakorav Oimer, when the Kahanim brought the Korban Oimer, then the Lachas Hutra Chodesh. Everybody's allowed to eat the new wheat that was grown that year. Miyad, for a Chaykim, what about the people that live far away from Yerushalayim? So they don't know Vada that the Kohen brought the Korban Oimer on Tes Zayin Benisim. When are they allowed to start eating the Chodesh? Like for them, it's a suffix, did the Kohen bring the Korban or not? After Chatzos of Tes Zayin Benisin, everybody's allowed to eat Chodesh, even the people living far away from Yerushalayim. Why? Well, Chodesh Yeraisu. The Yisrael to eat Chodesh before you brought the Korban Oimer is an Yisrael Yeraisu. Ketonim, still the Mishnah says there, Horachoykim Mutorim Mechatzos Yom Velech. The people living far away from Yerushalayim, even though they don't know Vadai, the Kohen was makriv the Korban Oimer, still they can be Soinach Vaisnes on a Chazoka. That since it's a din, the Kohen is our shliach, he's supposed to bring the korban for us. Like we know he's mamunam, that's his job to bring the korban oimer. So the chazaka shliach is a shechusay. You have right to neman. It's vadai. The Kohen did his shlichus and brought the korban oimer. That's why after chatzos you're allowed to eat the chodesh. So you see, even midiraisa you are saying such a zach. Have the gemara name. On the zemar lav. What's the svara? Lav mishum chazaka shliach is a shechusay. So it's a right to Rav Sheshes. So the more name, Rav Nachman, there's no right. Rav Nachman says, no, there's no right from here. Hosam Kirtoni time, it says, claw the reason why. Lefi Sheyoidin, Shein Bezdin Mitzatzlin Boy. Here it's not Stam a Yochid, one Kern that has to bring the Korban Oimer. There's a whole Bezdin there that takes care of this. This is called the Korban Sibur. The Korban Oimer that they brought on Tes Zayin Benisim was the Korban Sibur. The Sibur of Pshatis is a Bezdin taking care of the Sibur, making sure they do it. So when you have a Bezdin over you, then Pshutin is the Chazoka that you did what you're supposed to. But our shalom is by Yochid. Somebody tells his friend, I'll do a shlichus for you. How do you know to be samech on this raisa? You have no raya from here. And Nika the army, someone will say, Fakir. Omer Rav Nachman, I'm not going to brought a raya from here. Omer Rav Nachman, Minu Aminolo, where's my raya? The Ketoni, it says over here, Taim Malafri, Shayyadim Shem Bezim Sasslam Boy. It ends off and says, what's the raya? What's the svarim? That the Rechaikim, the people living outside Yerushalayim, are allowed to eat the Chodesh by Chatzai Sayyim. So it doesn't say a poshtus svara cause shliach oisus shechusay. It says a svara cause ain bezdin mitzatzlan boy. So it's a diyuk. Bezdin who the loy mitzatzlan boy? It's only a svara cause bezdin. It's a korban sibur. They're taking care of it. Then for sure they're going to do it. Mashmo shliach. But stan you told a private person, one person told another person. Then mitzatzlan boy. Then you have to be afraid. Maybe the person was a nosel. He became lazy and he meant good. He thought he was going to do it. He thought he had time. He thought he could do it. But the meister, the car broke down and something happened. He couldn't do it. So maybe you can't be saying on the chazaka the fact somebody said he's going to do it that it was done. So if Nachman brings a raya from here, you see, it's only a svarim because Bezdin takes care of it. Rav Sheshes Amalach Sheshes says like this: Bezdin at Talgad Yomer, because there's a Bezdin involved. That's why we say it's done very fast. Not time the pshat it's done, but by chatzos Yom, by midday, you can know for sure they brought the korban. Why so fast? That's a svarim because Bezdin takes care of it. Mashenken Shliach. If you stand tell your friend to do something for you, then you don't know how fast he does it. Then kula yoimi. Then at the svar, maybe you have to wait throughout the whole day to make sure he did it for you. It's not zikha your friend will do it to you the first thing in the morning. You have to give him time to do it. Here that we say by chatzos yoim it's mutter, here's zikha because only a svar of bezdin takes care of it. So when bezdin takes care of something, they take care of a good job, and mail is done right away. So the kids, there's no riot either one from here. By Tomra Sheshis, how do I know my story to say what? that even with the Yeraisa, we say a Svara Shliach Oysesh Techusei, if somebody says he'll do it, we have a right to know on he did it. The Tanya, have another Raya. There's all the Din Menachis, for Isha Shiesha Leleida. An Isha that gave birth, and she was Tomei, and now she became Tor, but she still has to bring a Korban Leida she has to bring. Hu Adin Oiziva. An Isha that had Tumazova, the Din is also now, after she comes Tor, she has to bring a Korban. Is Alocha Meviya Mois, they bring money. For Naisenis B'Shoifer, they put it into the Pushka there in the base of Midish into the Shoifer. And when you put the money in the Shoifer, she has a right to Neman. The Kahanim are going to take the money that day, and they're going to go and buy her kingdom. They're going to buy the birds and bring the Kabonis for her. So she has a right to Neman. The Korban was brought. V'Tayvelis, she goes home and goes to the Mikvah. V'Yachelos B'Kodeshim, L'Erev. And at night time ready, she's Lani Kodeshim. She has a right to Neman Vandai. They brought the Korban today for her. Is the Chura why? She doesn't know Vadi that brought the Korban. Why is she allowed to eat Kotchim at night? Aloch Rid. Even after you table the Mikvah, if you're Mechusa Kippurim, before you brought your Korban, you can't eat Kotchim. So how come here the Isha is allowed to go home and eat the Kotchim? She doesn't know Vadi the Khan and brought the Korban. Is the Chura my timer? Lav Mishum Darmin in Chazaka Shvich Lashesh Techusai. Because she put the money in the shoif in the pushka. When you put the money in the pushka, that's like you're telling the Kanim, I'm making you a shliach now to take this money and buy kinyan and bring my kabonis. So you see, when you tell the shliach to do it, you have a chazaka to name the shliach does it, and therefore the isha has a right to name on the kohen vadai, bought the kinyan with the money and brought the korban, and she can eat kochim. And here's the nisa diraisa. If the korban was not brought, it's also midiraisa for it kochim. So you see midiraisa, you sign a chazaka. So Rashi Moyes means the May or State Torim. She has to bring two birds. For the Senus Beshefa, she costs a lot of kinyan. She shom noistin Moyes kine choiva. The Torah that nan, choyle mechusik apurim sricha tfilo lekodish. The chos bekosh from there. Al machazoka kahanim, oise shtichusam, hoyo vadoba tolu ben. Since it's up to the kohen to take this money and bring the korban. Sha'anoshim semchat aleim. The women are semichon the kohen. Shlo yavar hayoim. That the kohen won't let the whole day go by. Achiik nukinim. Until he buys the birds. V'chol moyish shaboisa shayfer. With all the money that's in the shayfer. V'yakriv. And they'll bring it. Kedei shlo yoichal anoshim kodeshim betumes aguf. Shubakoris. Kedei that the noshim should not go and eat the kodeshim. And be over nisi diraisa. We now mazicha the kohen did their chayvis. Good to write to Rashi so that the Raisa, you also have a right to name on the Chazokon or Shlich Oishish Shechusay. So the more of Rav Nachman says, no, it's no kasha for me over here. Hosom kid Rav Shemaya. There's like Rav Shemaya says, Yom Rav Shemaya, Chazoko, ein bezdin sho kahanim oimdi mishom at sheyichlu kol moyeshe b'shoifer. Now there's a stronger Chazoko. There's weiter bezdin sho kahanim. There's a whole bezdin that takes care of the kahanim. And their job is, they make sure that no kohen, or at least less kohen, can't leave the Beis HaMikdash until all the money from the shofar was used up and brought the kabonis. So since there's a bezdin to take care of it again, that's why we have a chazaka that the kohenim zikha did it. But maybe by yochah to his friend, you don't have this svara. Rashi Rav Nachman Amaloch, Honam b'chazaka d'veidinhu. That's also a chazaka of bezdin. Bezdin takes care. But you have no right, a private person tells his friend, would also be chal. Omer HaSheshes, Dr. HaSheshes, Vaisal HaSheshes was masking. From here, maybe there's no Raya. Therefore, Omer HaSheshes, where's my Raya to say that even when the Raya, the Chazok HaShliach does do it? Mino Aminelo, the Tanya. Hoi Melechaber, somebody goes to his friend and tells his friend, say go, Velokat Lecho Tein Mitenosi. I have a lot of figs in my backyard. I'll let you go to my backyard and pick some figs. You can take figs, eat my figs. Now, I was talking about an Eretz Yisrael. You have a suffix, did the Bailam take off Shumas Samaitis or not? So Lachar is Oichom Yamarai. You're allowed to eat now from his figs. Arai means only a little bit, because Midiraisa you're allowed to eat even with the Rabbanon. You've been talking about before Miruach. You're allowed to eat an Arai. Mashenkinu Maisron Vadai. But if you want to eat a Kva, you want to eat a lot of Teres, then you're mechuyev to take off Trumas and Maisus Vadai. The Vadai have to take off Trumas and Maisus. What's the Sfora? Rashi says, I didn't tell you how much you could eat. I just said, come in and take whatever you want. Then the svar is, alright, but he wants to eat a kva, a lot. Then maisa vada, you have to take off vada maisa. Maisa means vada trum gedoyla v'chol din yafrosha. Shein sofik loyma, shema balabayis israelayim. We don't say, maybe the balabos took off trumas and maisa before, mimokamachar, from another place. Why? The loyoda kamalikid. Because the balabos does not know how much you can eat. So since he doesn't know how much you can eat, there's no svar the balabos took off meiser. So you have to take off meiser right now. Mashenkev, the Balabas told his friend, Mole lecho to kol ezeh, tein emitinosin. I'm giving you a whole barrel, and I want you to go into my backyard and take a whole barrel full of figs. Then the locher is, oichem em arai, o maisrim demai. You're allowed to eat arai, and if you want to eat kvah, eat a lot of them, then you only have to take off demai. It's only a suffix then, that the Balabas take off shumas and maisrim. It's not called vadai, it's a suffix. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. So Drashi, Avlo Malay Molochol Kukolazu, Hoyo Venoisin Zeyedua, Kama Lakit, since I know how much tainim you're going to take from my field, Yeshloim is a swear to say, Shema Zeha Noisin Choshis. Maybe the person, the Balabos that gave you Rishus to eat, he was Choshis, Shema Yismacholov, Sheetin Lay Dover Hetem. Maybe the person that's going to eat is going to be Simon to the Balabos who already took off Shumas and Maisris. Aleim Mokamacher. Hilkoch Malakit Ze Oichom Yam Arai, Beloy Meiser, Ugashibo Lechlin Tfa, and Sorok Lasrin Vade. You don't have to take off Vade through Mr. Meisers. Elo Demai. Why? Yifresh Vyechlo Biatme Meiser Shalevi Shaloni. Because it's a Sufik, maybe the Balabos did take off through Mr. Meisers. So why is a Sufik? You don't have to take off Demai. Now, the Medvo Mamur Mudu, we say the Svara be Amoritz. Only if the Balabos is an Amoritz. Avo b'chover, if the Balabos is a chover choshev yid, then oichel, the person that has a right to take a barrel full of his peiros, can eat the ein tzorech laser. You don't have to take off any maisis at all. So chur, what's the right here? Because it's a chazokah, that since the Balabos gave you a rishus to come to my field to eat, and I know how much you can eat one barrel full, so I'm a chover, I'm zich afraid maybe you're going to eat, and you thought I took off shumas and maisis, like you were senecha me to be a shliach like, to take off shumas and maisis, to such a chazokah, that I did my shlichis, and I did take off shumas and maisis. Therefore, you're allowed to eat without taking off shumas and maisis. But they helped Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel in there, b'medev o'mamur, when is this muter? B'yamoritz. When do we say you have to take off demai by an amoritz? Avo b'chover. If the Balabos was a chover, then ain't oichel, then faker. You can't eat at all, ashi yasser, until your mamish take off trumas and maisis vaday. Why? The fish were nechstu chaverim, litram shloim min amukav. There's a svara metchilo, when you take off truma, you're supposed to take off from the peiros that are right next to one another. That means min asomach loy. If you have a barrel of figs here, you're supposed to take off from this barrel the trumas and maisis. Here the case is, you're telling your friend, go to my backyard and take off peiros there. Now as far as you know, nobody took off trumas and maisis from these peiros. So what are we choshes? Maybe the Balabos, when he's home at his house, in his house he takes off trumas and maisris for the tfuah you're going to eat there. Rabbi Shimon holds it's a svara no, that a chover doesn't take off trumas and maisris shloim min amukav. If you're not right next to the peiros in your house, you would not take off trumas and maisris from your house. That's the clause. So next to chaverim, litram shloim min amukav. If you're not right next to the peiros, you're not taking off the truma from the peiros itself, you wouldn't do it. I'm a Rebbe, and Rebbe says, Niran Devorai Midivrayava. I hold what I'm saying more than what my father says. Why? Mutter Shayekhtu Khaverim Litr Shlomina Mukiv Lo Yahil Lamaras Tvalim. It's more mistaken to say that the Balabos, even though he's a chover, should take off Shumas and Maisis here, even though he's doing something not Mitchilom, he's not by the parents of not Mina Mukiv, but it's better I should do this rather than that person should eat Tevil and be signed to take off Shumas and Maisis. That's the svar why the Balabos would take off Shumas and Maisis. Of our co-form was negated to us is, Ab kan loy pligi el demas of a nechshetu, to take off min the shlemin amukus, or mas of a lo nechshetu. No, Pete, the reason why the chava wouldn't do it, because he wouldn't take off Shumas and Maisis shlemin amukus. He wouldn't do something not nearby, that's not matrilum. Ab a kula yam, according to everybody though, if it's something that you're allowed to do, there is such a chazok, a shlich, a shtichusoy. If the Balabos is a chava, a chosher person, you have a right to eat the peris, and it's as if you made the Balabos a shliach to take off the trumas and maisis, and you have a right to be served. The Balabos did do it. And here it's an issue of the raisa titevel. So say even the raisa was seimich that a shliach does what he's supposed to do. And here's the kal b'chaimah. You really did make the Balabos a shliach. Just since the Balabos feels that it's up to him to do it, like he feels you're seimich ani, so I'll do it. So if I tell you to do it, and you said you'll do it, havadi is a chazaka, a person does what he says. So the Mar of Nachman says no, right? There's no raya. Rav Nachman, Hosam Kira Rechanina, Chuzoi. The Amr of Rechanina, Chuzoi, Chazokuhu, Al-Chove, Shayna, Moitzi, Dove, Shayna, Masuki, Metachas, Yodoi. There it's not Stam, Svor, Shlir, Chosh, Tehusain. There's a bigger Chazok here. The Chazok that a Chover wouldn't want somebody else to do an Aveira with your fruits. That's why here we say a big Svarim, Yuzicha, take off Trumas and Maisus. Because you don't want somebody else to teach your parents that a Tevel, they should do an Aveira because of you.
So the Chazaka Chavod doesn't let any food go out of his house, out of his possession, that's not 100% kosher. So that's why here, Zichah Svara, he took off Trumas and Isis. But maybe Stam, if you tell your friend, I'll do your Tevram, I'll put an Erev down for you. So there, it's not called, you're taking a Dover Shein and Masukin, it's not called the person is eating your food that's straight. There, maybe there's no such Chazaka. So maybe, Stam, if I tell you I'll do something, we don't have a Raya Chazaka Shtiachos Shtichusai. Only here, where it's a question, somebody is eating your Peris, that the person should not eat treifus because of you, that's a tremendous chazaka that chover ain't a moitzi a dover shein a mesukin mitachas yodin. So maybe your love would have been a raya. All right, we'll stop. We'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem. You're holding the flamed base. So again, we're in the middle of the shiloh, machloikis from Sheshes and Rav Nachman, if there's a svara shliach hoishish lichusay. In the Raisa, do we say such a svara shliach does the shliach he's supposed to do? We say such a svara shliach does the way he's supposed to. Such a shesis says even in the Raisa also you could be semich on this chazaka. And Rav Nachman said no, only in the rabbanon to a semich. But in the Raisa we have a chash, maybe the shliach didn't do what he's supposed to do, and you can't be semich with the Raisa only if you know vada he did it. So the middle of bringing Raisa, we'll start again from the middle of Raya. Amar Rav Sheshes, the middle of the Gemara. Amar Rav Sheshes, Mino Aminu Laharva No Ma'i Yisoy, that even the Raisis was Seymach on this Chazoka, or Shliach does the Shlichus. Titania, Ho'im Ela Chaveroi, Say V'loket L'cho Atein Mitinosi, come into my backyard and take off some figs. I give you a shus to take off my figs. Is Allah Ho'echo Mihamarai, the person that comes in, he doesn't know if the Balabas took off Maisus or not. So Allah Chirish, Allah to eat Arai means just a little bit at a time. Because that's you can eat even without taking off maizus. Mashenkin amasrim vaday. When you go to eat it, but teres kvam, then you have to take off a vaday maizus. Because we never on the balabos vaday did not take off any trumas maizus yet. What about mona lecho kukola zeh teinim itinosi? If I tell you go and take whole kukola, I say exactly how much. Like take a basket full of my figs. Then the svar is the balabos knows how much you're going to take. So here we never on the balabos did take off trumas maizus. Therefore, Eichem Mem Arai, O Maitzrin Demai, you have to eat it only Arai, and if you want to eat Pateris Kva, eat a lot of them, then you have to take off Demai. What does Demai mean? It's like a suffix that if the Balabos is an Amoritz, we have a suffix if the Balabos took off Truma Samaisris. Therefore, the Lachriz, before you eat it, you have to take off Demai. You have to take off Minasuffik Maitzris. But it's only a suffix Maitzr, therefore the Maitzroni and the Maitzrishan you can keep to yourself. Just the Truma Gedolah you have to give away. You can't eat it. But it's only a Sofik. Now, B'medvo, Mamurim, when do we say it's a Sofik? We are Moritz. If the Balabos is an Amoritz, Abba B'chobr, if the Balabos is a Chobr, a Choshev Yid, then we say, Oichel, the person that went to collect their figs, he's allowed to eat it. We ain't a Tzorach Lasser. He does not take off any Maisus at all. Divrei Rebbe, this is Rebbe Svarim. So what do you see? That since the Balabos told this person, you have a right to go down to my field and take off my figs, we never on Vandai, the Balabos first took off Maisris before he went down to eat it. Therefore, the person is allowed to eat the figs without taking off any Trumas of Maisris. Zayat Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon Megamuloi, no, it depends. B'medvor, Mamurim, B'yamoritz. Only if the Balabos is an Amoritz. Then we say, if the Balabos is an Amoritz, so we have a suffix if the Balabos took off Truma Semaisus. Therefore, you have to din demai, which you have to take off min asuffik. Avul b'chover, let's say the Balabos that gave this person the shus, teed his figs, is a chover, the Balabos is a choshev yid, then the locher is, einoy oichel, the person is not allowed to eat the figs, achi yaser, until he takes off maisus. Why? Like, why do we say vadai, the Balabos did not take off maisus yet? Because since the Balabos was saying now he's a chover, a choshev yid, is the halacha chover would not take off maisris, shloim min amukuf means it is not right next to it. Heis matchila, when you take off trumas and maisris, means you have a pile of apples here. The din is from the apples itself, you're supposed to take off one for truma gedela and one tenth for trumas maisr, for maisr, you're supposed to take off mineu bay, from the parish right next to it. Shleiman on Mukav means from another place far away. That's Mitchilu, you shouldn't do that way. So a Chavah that does everything the way you're supposed to would not take off Trumas and Maisus from another place on the parish over there. There the question is, the Baal HaBos told his friend Reuven, you could go down to my field and eat off and eat my figs. So what's the Shaila? When the Baal HaBos are at his house, the Baal HaBos thinks that this Reuven is going to eat my figs now, Mistoma, he's going to be Samech, I took off my sis already, and really I didn't. So we should say the Baal HaBos in his house is going to take off Trumas and Maestris from the Paris he has in his house, will part to these Paris on the field. That's Rebbe's Svarim. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says no, the Chava won't do such a thing. Since it's Shalom Min HaMukuf, he's not right next to the Paris, he doesn't take off Trumas and Maestris in his house from Paris that are out in the field. That's Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Svarim. Now, on Omer Rebbe, Rebbe says, no, Nirin Devorai, I hold more what I'm saying, Medivrei Abba, more than what my father's saying of Shimon Gamliel. Why? While Mutter Sheyichshetu Chaverim, Litra Shlem Min Amukav, is Zichah Kedai for a Chover to take off the Trumas and Maestris, even though he's not doing the Metchil de Gedin, he's taken off Shlem Min Amukav, he's not right next to it, still it's better to do that, V'lo Yachilu Liyamoritz Tzvolim. That the Amoritz, this other person, should not come to eat the Paris without taking off Trumas and Maestris. Shlo Yachilu Liyamoritz Tzvolim. So that's Rebbe Svara. That a Zichah Kedai, the Chover, the Baal HaBos, should take off Trumas and Maestris in his house for the Paris that are out in the field, even though it's Shlom Min HaMukav, it's not Metchila, but it's better to do that rather than let this person come and eat your Paris, which are Tevel, he'll be over Nisr D'Oraisa. So that's Rebbe Svara. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel still says as far as no, a Chover only does things that's Metchila. Metchila, you only take off Maestris if you're right next to the Paris. To be in your house, to take off Maestris from far away, that you don't do. So Atkan, what do we see from here? Atkan leplegis only machlekis ela demas sobar nechshedu. That Rebbe holds, yes, the Chover will take off Maestris from his house on the Paris in his field, even though it's lemin amukav, because it's kedai that yenim should not eat the yisur. Umas sobar, Reb Shimon holds lo nechshedu. No, that the Chover would not take off Maestris, only why? Because he's doing some Shlem Min Adin. He's doing Shlem Min Amukav that he wouldn't do. Avul Kuli Yama, that everybody holds the Svara, that there is such a Chazokah, Shliach Oyser Shtichusay, that a Shliach does a Shliach. Now, it's even though here he didn't really make you a Shliach, but it's Tam a Svara, that when the Baal HaBos told his friend Reuven, you could go down to my field to eat my figs, it's really Angenomen that when Reuven eats the figs, he names on the stomach the Baal HaBos took off Maestris already. So it's as if Reuven made the Baal HaBos a Shliach to take off Trumas and Maestris. And here we're saying, now really, you have a right to eat the Paris. You have a right to name on Minastam the Baal HaBos did take off Trumas and Maestris. The only reason that Shimon argues is because he holds Minasvar the Baal HaBos would not do it. Because he wouldn't do some Shleikadin. Whenever the Shaykh not doing an Isser, he's doing the way he's supposed to by regular Shliches. If I tell you do something for me, the zichra chazokah mistami, you're going to do it. So Melo, you have a riot to Rav Sheshes from here. Even though it's a shail in diraisa, still in diraisa, you say mechon the chazokah, shliach oyser shtichusay. See, even though the bottom Tzaisa speaks out, afagav the maister peris midirabonin, that take off maister from peris, from figs, is only midirabonin. Midiraisa, it's only dog and tiris for yitzur, that's mechui midiraisa. So what's Rav Sheshes' raya that on Issa Diraisa we say Chazaka Shri Chosha Shtichusay? So Taisa says that Kivon the Iker Shem Meister Min HaTayra Chosha Leke Shal Tayra. The Abdal the Iker Shem Meister Min HaTayra, even though on Tayra is only B'di Rabbanan, that would also be a Chomedik Alocha. And you'll only be Samech if you hold the Chazaka Shliach Oyster Shtichusay even on Diraisa. This is Rosh Hashanah's Raya. So the more of Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, no, there's no Raya from here. Hosam kid Rav Chanino Chuzoi. The Yomer Rav Chanino Chuzoi Chazokhu Achovo Sheinu Moitzi Dov Sheinu Mesuki Mitachas Yodai. I tell you, there's a new Svara here. There's a new Chazoka that a Chover, a Choshev Yid, anytime he gives somebody else to eat from his food, he'll make sure the food is not also to eat. He always makes sure the food is mutter to eat. A new chazokum. You don't want somebody eating your food that your food should be treifum. Or here, your food should be tevel. So the new chazokum that a chover is very makrid, that when I tell you, you can come down to my field and eat my figs, there's a new svara for sure the Baal HaBos took off Trumas and Maestris. Because I don't want you to do an issa because of me. That's why here the shliach does his shlichusay. But it could be in a regular case, Yevno chazok shlich does the shlichus. Maybe you forget. Like Rashi says, Rashi says, mitachas yodai, tohoyolu peri, didehu, since these fruits belong to him, olay didei rami, it's upon him to fix it, to make sure there's no tevel here. The chayish lefneiver, and the chover is chayshis lefneiver. He shouldn't make somebody else do an iser. Avu shliach, the kibulei mechaveroi. But stama shliach, if I give you my erev, and I say, do me a favor, put the erev down for me. Is ikulu meima, the miyayish. Maybe the shliach is miyayish. Vula yovet, he won't do what he's supposed to do. The sover hu lesomachalei. You could always have a same of the thing. Maybe the person that made me a shliach forgot about me. He's not samech on me anymore. So regular shliach is not vada he'll do his shliches. So Rav Nachman says, you have an arayah from here that in the arayah we also say, shliach oysa shechusay. Maybe if I tell you to do something for me, it's not vada you'll do it. Only over here that the chazok yechover doesn't let any food go out of his hand unless chlor it's mutatit. So that's why here we can be same with the balabos took off from Isis. Here's the Gemara. Omamar, the Medavor Mamurim, what are we talking about? The Medavor Mamurim, the Yamor. We're talking about the Reisha that said that when the Bala boss told the person, take a Coca-Cola full of my figs, then we say it's Demai. And you have to take off Trumas, and also Demai. Minasaf, you have to take off the Maestras. So we said, the Medavor Mamurim, when is that din that you have to take off the Demai? If the Bala boss is an Amoritz. If the balabos is a chover, then fakert oichom v'yene tzarach l'asa divir rebi. That the zikra chazok, like we're saying, a chover is ein amoytzi medachas yodei davashen imsukin. So if shita the chover took off maestris in his house. Therefore, if the balabos is a chover, you're allowed to eat the peris without taking off maestris. But if the balabos is an amoritz, then we say whoever buys it has to take off the mai. For the Gemara, Hayam or Hayam Oritz, if the Baal HaBos is an Amoritz, the Komalei Laman, who is the person, who is his friend that he told Titus Peris? Ilaim the Komalei Amoritz Chavrein, if this Amoritz told his friend, that's also an Amoritz, is Maisra and Demai. What do you mean to tell me that the second Amoritz has to take off Demai? Demai meets Sayis. Does he listen to you? And that's all you said of an Amoritz. An Amoritz doesn't take off Maisris. Well, Choshin, maybe he didn't do it. And Vakert, if one Amoritz tells his friend, you could eat my peris, pshita, his friend is going to believe him, that he did take off maisus. So you can't tell an Amoritz, you have to take off Demai. The whole Demai is, if we buy peris from an Amoritz, we have to take off Demai. But not that the Amoritz himself does it. So Vakert, if his friend is an Amoritz, so who is he not going to listen to anybody? Pshita, he won't take off the Demai. Elo, you have to say the case is, the Amoritz, the Kormel Elechover. We're talking about the Balabos was an Amoritz, but he told his friend that was a chover. He told his friend, you know what? You can go down to my field and take off a barrel full of figs. In such a case, we tell his friend, halacha is, you have to take off Demai. Because there's a suffix if the Baal HaBos took off Maisus or not. For the Gemara Eimah Sefer, what does the Sefer say? That Nirin Devorai Medivra Yaba. Rebbe said, I like better my Shita more than my father of Gamliel Shita. Why? So why do we say that the Baal HaBos Vadai took off the Trumas of Maisus? It's not mitchilom. It's kedar that the chover should do this like tzas isum to take off maisers shloim min amukif. Even though you're right, you're not next to your field. You're in the house, and you're taking off maiser and truma from the peris in the field. But still, it's better to do that. V'yal yachilu liamoritz tfolim, and it's better not to let the amoritz go eat tevel. That's Rebbe Svara. So the Chura, Amoritz, my boy Hossim. Who's talking about an Amoritz? You're telling me now the ratio of the case is that the Baal HaBos, if he's an Amoritz, who's his friend? His friend is a Chover. So we're talking about a Chover. So why did Rebbe say that you know why if the Baal HaBos is a Chover, Pshita, the person is allowed to eat it, because the Chover doesn't want an Amoritz to be over in Issa Tevum. But we're not talking about his friend as an Amoritz. You're telling me now his friend was a Chover. If the friend was a chover, why did Rebbe say Loshin that the Amoritz will eat it al tevum? So the Gemara on Ravina pshats like this: Reisha, the first case is talking about the Amoritz shom lechover. Enechrami, if the Baal HaBos was an Amoritz and he told his friend the chover, you could go and eat from my tanin, from my figs. The locher is that this chover has to take off the mai. But since the Baal HaBos is an Amoritz, it's a suffix if he took off maizus or not. Not more, it's only a sofik, therefore it has a din demai. Sefer, what's the sefer talking about? And there we say, if the balabos is a chover, a choshev yid, then your vaday allowed to eat the peris. When Emon vaday, the person took off trumas and isis. And Rebbe said, why? Why did Zivari do it? Because he doesn't want the Yamoritz, Mashmah's friend, the Yamoritz, he should go and eat the tevum. So sefer, bechover shomal Amoritz. We're talking about Taki, the chover, the balabos was a chover, told his friend, the Amoritz, you could go and eat from my tainim. The chover acha shemoi. We're talking about a kinta, though you should know, another chover came and heard him. Another person heard the way the Reuven, the first balabos, gave rishus for somebody to eat his peris. So the locher is, this second chover, he is vandei allowed to eat his peris, there's no shalach for trumas and isis. Because since the first chover, the balabos, told the Amoritz, you can eat my peris, so zikha chazaka that the balabos would take off maisis first, because he's telling the Amoritz, you can eat my peris. So zikha bichoshish, how could I let the Amoritz eat my peris? If I don't take off maisis, he mistam won't take off maisis. So I'll be masculine, I'll be over nitlof naiver. Therefore, zikha chazaka, the balabos does take off maisis first. I was talking about a chover, the pshat is somebody else heard about it. And this person goes down teeth now, he is vade la eat it. I about Gezel, Mustama Somna, he also has Rishus to do it, in case where there's no Yitzhak Gezel involved. So the kids, so these are the lochis. Yeah. And there's no riots or ashrashis from here, like we said here. Now, Rebbe Sava, what's Rebbe Svar to say? Why you're allowed to eat it? There's no shalaf from Trumas and Maestras here. Rebbe Sava, Oisai Chover, Oichel. Vienna.